They asked Bernie Sanders if he wanted to what?
Not if he wanted to. They asked him if he supports in giving reparations to black descendants of American slavery.
What'd he say? No?
He said no, it shouldn't be about money. We should help all the different races.
It should be about money.
No, do you want to hear
it? It should 100% be about money.
No, do you want to hear what he said?
Go ahead, tell me what he said. The show started, by the way.
Well, I can't tell you. I have to
The show started, by
Can
the way.
Can I turn it on?
Show started, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going
to... I'm just letting you know the show's on.
Americans were quite low. And you also don't support reparations for slave That's how slave you want to start?
You don't even want to introduce yourself rather. Or nothing. You're just going to
you
start
think your poll numbers are playing low, that. And why don't you support reparations?
I think... Well,
nobody wants to hear that right now.
Wow.
Introduce yourself.
Okay, we're going to start over.
No, this is how my show starts.
Oh, okay.
And somebody comes in interrupting the show.
No, we have to start over.
No.
Honey, we have to edit.
We're here.
We're live.
Hey, guys. It's Vanessa.
That's terrible.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What up, team? We out here.
So.
What's up?
See you, Darren.
Bye. Yo, 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 what's up, what's up?
This is your first time, I could tell you're nervous.
It's Vanessa in the house.
It's different when the mic's on in your face, isn't it?
Yeah, because...
Because what?
Well...
After a while, you realize it's not there.
Yeah, well, when I wasn't realizing it was there, that was fine until you mentioned it was there, and then... Yeah.
And then what?
And then I got nervous again.
Mm-hmm. So what's up, everybody? This is a everybody else is gone. I don't know where the mother niggas is at, but got a little special thing. Me and the wife are gonna give y'all a little show today. Not like that. Stop being nasty. So what you got? Because you wanted to talk about something. First of all, I want to know what you feel about them getting Michael Jackson out of here. That's tomorrow.
Well, it depends on what evidence they have to bring about this. And I don't really feel like it's okay that Oprah is the one hosting it. Isn't she Michael Jackson's friend?
Yeah, I know. I thought that was weird, too.
Yeah, they were, like, close, and now she's throwing him under the bus with everyone else.
Would you throw him under the bus? You gotta wonder how much she's getting paid for it.
No. If he's your friend.
I don't think they're really friends. That obviously is a show that they're not really friends.
Okay, so if one of your friends did something...
How much? That's all I'm asking.
I hope all of them are listening right now.
They're definitely going to listen.
You're not.
Except for Mike, because Mike's a hater. If Mike isn't on the show, he's not listening to the show.
Oh, he's like, oh, I'm not on there.
He's a super hater.
Haters in the building. I have to see this evidence they bring. Because
I've been listening to Michael all week. Because I've been trying to get it out before they mess the whole catalog up.
They should have did it before he died. It's too late now. I feel like it's over. He's dead. You lost your chance.
Okay, if R. Kelly died before the documentary came out, would he be up out of here?
No.
Or would he still be safe?
He would still be
safe.
Like,
let's say he died in December because the documentary...
Wait, is this when the documentary came
out?
Yeah,
the documentary came out in January. So let's say he dies in December. Then does he escape the whole...
He dies in December, the documentary comes out in January.
Yeah. Because I feel like you can't even play his music in public now. If he would have died, I think you could play his music in public and be cool.
Yes, if he died in December.
Yes.
But it's too late now.
So you can live too long.
Yeah, he should have died.
Doing dirt.
He should have died right before the video came out.
So you say Michael died when he was supposed to die?
Yeah. So now you have to leave it alone. He's dead. So if he did do whatever they said he did, he's paying for it now.
I think it's going to be too hard to get Mike out of here, though.
It is.
Because that's too much music. That's too much catalog for... It's just too much.
I mean, it's
like every kid knows
every single song. Everything.
Yeah. I mean, they going to bring Thriller down?
No.
Touching Kids can't defeat Billie Jean.
Oh, my God. Why do you have to say it like that?
That's all I'm saying.
You actually say it. It sounds horrible.
Is touching kids going to defeat Billie Jean? You think that's going to get Billie Jean out of here?
I don't think it was touching kids. I don't think so.
Do you think that's going to get Rock with you out of here? Stopping R. Kelly was pretty tough for me. But you know, for me never to play Off the Wall again. Here's what I think is going to save it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But it's like some people were saying, oh, well, I'm not messing with, what's his name, Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
But I'm going to listen to R. Kelly.
Why did you say, oh, is that what they were saying?
Yes. They said, I'm going to listen to his entertainment name, but not his actual person.
So they're saying, they're listening to R. Kelly, but Robert Kelly, they're not listening to.
They're not with.
Robert's the one who peed on the girls.
Yeah, Robert is that person.
What did R. Kelly do? He just wrote, I Believe I Could Fly.
Yes. That's what they believe.
That's so fair.
I'm going to.
But Robert Kelly wrote Age Is Not a Number. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Sure did.
So that means you can't listen to that.
Yep.
What else? What else did Robert write?
Pee on you.
He didn't write that. That was Dave Chappelle.
Okay. That was Dave Chappelle.
Okay, this is what I think. I forgot where I was going. Oh, this is why I don't think they're going to get Michael out of here with this. Because it's the same two kids from the cases before who already in court said, like, he didn't do it. Or they pleaded, like, you know, it didn't happen or something like that. Now they're coming back at 36-year-old saying, oh, this is what really happened.
Yeah, after so that's he's why, dead that's,
so that's why
himself.
I think they can't get him out of here.
Well, yeah. Because now the kids have, like, look. They better have a video. That's the only way.
That's
they
a
have
wild
a
video,
and then I will give up Michael Jackson.
Yeah, a video might be the only thing to get Mike out of here.
They have a video.
Are you gonna watch it?
No.
It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
No.
No, not that. Not the pedophilia video. I'm talking about the. Come on now. I'm talking about the.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I should, right? Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Only because I'm,
I
you know,
see.
I need content. That's just why I'm going to watch it. That's the only
reason
why. I need
to see what they're going to say.
All right. Are you going to hear Beat It different? All right. So what else you got to talk about? What else? What else you wanted?
Gross.
You had stuff that you wanted to say. I was just curious. You can't what? You had situations going on at work?
Yes.
About what?
So.
Talking to the mic a little bit.
Can you hear me?
I mean, they can hear you. Oh, sure.
Okay. So I have somebody at work who is dating an ex-coworker.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah. Well, they've been dating for a while, and he is now in jail.
Sounds like she has terrible decision-making right now. If she listens to this, she needs to understand. Well, was he in jail when she met him?
No, he wasn't in jail.
Oh, so he was free.
Yeah, he's fine. And then he went to jail. I don't know for what or how long or whatever, okay. But he's in there.
Did he have going to jail symptoms?
Honestly, I don't know.
How old is she?
She's my age. So she's about 30.
Okay.
30, I believe. Or a little, maybe older. No, I think the same age.
Okay.
And then the guy is 25.
All right. Fair enough.
So she's dating him, and she helps him, you know, while he's locked up right now, putting money on his books, putting money on her phone so he can call, talking to family members, trying to do whatever she can do to help him out.
Story already sounds like it's at a place it shouldn't be at already.
Well, apparently,
apparently, or what it is.
Okay, what it is she, another girl texted her and told her pretty much that they were both seeing the same guy. Now, the other girl that said this used to work with them as well.
The other girl that said this used to work, she used to work with you?
Not me, but with her. Oh, honey, I just said.
I mean, I could.
Talking about. Okay. Somewhere.
I'll take it out.
Okay. Anyways, they used to all work together. Mm-hmm. And so, which is crazy because this girl came into our store not too long ago looking for her. And then I told her about it.
There was beef?
She just asked about her. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, you know her? She was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. She acted like really friendly. But then when I asked, you know, my coworker about it, she said, oh, that girl?
That already sounds like a situation that, it sounds like she shouldn't even be in this situation already.
Well, anyway, so once the girl texted her and told her, hey, we're seeing the same guy, whatever.
Same girl.
They decided, she decided she's done. Like, I'm not going to deal with that.
Right.
Which is great. But the other girl still wants to deal with him, I guess. So what I was telling her is that I think her, you know, self-esteem and like her confidence in herself is great because she's not willing to settle for this guy mm-hmm. who's in jail playing her and this other girl. And the other girl's 21.
Yeah.
So I told her she's young.
The girl that decided to just randomly say, hey, we're seeing the same guy is 21?
Yes.
Oh, so she's trying to bump up to be the main.
Exactly.
That's what's trying to happen.
Which is what I told her too.
Yeah.
I told her that she was trying to stick around.
Yeah.
And she thinks that maybe one day she'll be the main girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, she was putting her bid in. That's what she was doing.
That's what I told her. But yeah, she was pretty pissed about it.
That's how she felt about it? That's it?
Yeah, I mean, she's still like upset about it, but she's like, she's done.
You sure?
I don't know, because she keeps texting and talking about it. I think she's
so
just
she's
really
not done upset. Then.
Yeah. I think she's pretty pissed.
She's still in jail?
Yes. So no. Maybe until he gets out.
Not she'll probably no, that's a stupid idea. She should end it while he's in jail.
No, she has ended it. She's done.
How's this dude talking to two girls while he's in jail?
I don't know.
That's a different kind of game. I don't have that.
I think you do.
How did he so he was already talking to her before he went to jail, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, how else would he talk to her in jail?
I mean, unless he had somebody else three-way her or something.
That's a sick three-way.
Like, hey, Texas, hit up this girl for me.
Yeah. Hey, my homie in jail want to holler at you. Please accept this call from so-and-so-and-so. From the Clark County Correctional. Like, what's going on?
I have no clue. But I was happy to hear her say she was done.
Yeah, she's 30.
Yes.
She has to be done.
Yes.
Her time is ticking.
Wow.
I say that with all due respect. That's a good thing. Women should know when their time is ticking, though.
Yeah.
Because that should tell you, I don't have time. Don't take that as an insult. That should be like, oh, yeah, I don't have time to be messing with a bunch of bum-ass dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes who don't have their stuff together. My time is ticking.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Some people take it as a, oh, you're saying I'm old. It's, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, I did the same thing when I was dating.
Yeah, your time was ticking.
I know. I was like, on to the next one. On to the next one. What? On to the next one.
Yeah, that's just getting a little, it's a lot of next ones. It's a lot of next ones.
I'm just saying in general. I'm just
saying it's starting to get a little dirty.
Wow, honey.
You said on to the next one.
Well, I was didn't mean consecutive. I mean, yeah, I did, but.
So, did she need some advice or something?
I don't know if she needs advice. Because if she says she's done, which I hope she is, because she'd be smart to be.
I think she has no choice but to be done. Because he has time to waste.
And he's 25, so he's not even...
How long is he in jail?
I have no clue.
What is he in there for?
I don't know, honey.
These are questions that you should ask. Anytime somebody's in jail, the first thing is like, what for? For what? How? Why? If I went to jail, would you just gloss over that and just listen to somebody's story?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, why is he in jail?
Don't really worry about why he's in jail. Okay. got to handle some things.
No, that's pertinent information. What if we're talking about Robert Kelly?
Okay, fine.
Then you're going to want to know why is he in jail. And it's like, okay, this changes everything about the story. My boyfriend went to jail because he was hanging out at a children's McDonald's. Why was he in jail? Oh, well, he's a pedophile. Oh, well, Jesus. You want to know why he's in jail. What are you doing? Stop. Be professional. Anyway, what else?
No.
That's all you had?
That was a short one. Well, I have more.
Thought your friend needed advice.
Well, give her advice, honey. What would you tell her?
I just did. Move on. 25, you're 30. Nip that in the bud. Beat it.
Aw, beat it.
Comes back around.
Yep, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Can't listen to it no more.
Well, you bet it's not over with yet, though.
What?
You were talking about the top of the show. You're talking about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, until you change the subject.
Oh, how'd you feel about that billboard you just looked at?
Oh, the billboard. I just sent it to you, too.
How do you feel about it?
That they're trying to get rid of black people. They are.
What do you mean by that?
Honey.
Explain what the billboard was that you saw.
Okay, the billboard says, black women take care of their families by taking care of themselves. Abortion is self-care. Hashtag trust black women.
No, read that again, because I don't think they fully grasp what the billboard says.
The billboard has three black women on it.
Yeah.
And it says, black women take care of their families by taking care of themselves. Abortion is self-care. Hashtag trust black women.
Is that real?
Yes, or is that real. Like a... No, this is real life. This is not made up.
I want to know who approved that billboard.
I don't know, but look at how happy the women are.
You know why this is happening, right?
Yeah, they were like, stop having babies.
No, but do you know why all this boldness is happening, right?
They want us to die.
Trump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. I feel like white confidence is at an all-time high since Trump got elected.
It is.
I don't really like it.
They're like, F you.
No, just
N-word.
The arrogance of it.
Well, they have like this whole like, what is it, white privilege? And it's gotten 10 times worse. Like, I see it every day.
What'd you say?
I see white privilege all the time.
Like what?
Excuse me, I'm ready. Bitch, I don't care. Get to the back of the line.
Well, aren't you supposed to be helping her?
Yeah,
technically,
but these people walk to the front of the line and think like,
oh, in front of everybody.
Yes, and think they're God's gift to earth.
Are they walking in front of other white people?
They're walking in front of everybody. Excuse me, I need help.
But white women have always had that type of arrogance.
True.
I mean, talking about white.
Never mind.
I mean, talking about white man arrogance.
No, never mind. Because black women do it too.
What, just walk to the line and say, I'm ready?
Yeah. I just think people overall have this privilege that they think they are God's gift to earth.
I mean, if you go off the Bible, aren't we?
Honey.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Jeez. Like, nobody treats each other with respect anymore.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, we have a jackass upstairs that doesn't want to treat his teachers right.
Disrespectful kids.
Which annoys me because I, oh my gosh. Okay, if any teachers listen to this show, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is just, you know, tell them to shut the fuck up.
I don't think
you have to call me for every little incident.
Well, I think teachers.
Some of them I get, but go ahead.
Some teachers have this whole like, rainbows and cupcakes in the world, like la 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 la, like Disney princess type shit. Mm. Like they're like, oh, you know, let's get better. You'll do great. You're awesome.
And they're not.
Like, sit down and shut up and don't let me say it again.
Yeah, like, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, they don't do that.
I wanted to look his principal in the eye and be like, could you just beat him?
Yeah, you should have. Or could you just be his teacher?
Can you just bring back the paddle?
Actually, we should have said, can we sign a paper that says you're allowed to paddle him?
I have a feeling even if we sign that paper, they'd be like, well, sorry, we still can't. We still can't abuse your child.
We actually wrote up a contract for you to see if you can beat our child.
Yeah, they'd be like, no, we still can't beat him. We're sorry. Damn it. That's all.
Well, can we have the room for a minute so that we could beat him?
No, because then they'll call child services.
We just need to have a stern talking to.
Yeah, and then they know that there's too many kids in the classes.
40 kids. I heard it was illegal.
Is that?
That's what my dad said. He said 40 kids is illegal.
I bet you that's more common than you think, though.
I mean, they're supposed to have at least, I think, it's like one teacher for every...
Like, how do you teach 40 kids?
25 students or something.
You can't. I don't think you can teach 40 kids. Only thing you can teach 40 adults.
I don't even think you can teach 5 adults.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just even when I go to school, some of them kids just don't be listening.
They don't.
And they're like...
Not even just kids. Nobody listens. I have 18-year-olds that don't listen.
This is their first, like...
Honey.
This is their entry job.
Cut it out.
What? It's their entry job.
Some of them are worse than Zacchaeus.
How so?
I have one kid. You tell him.
Make sure you stand by what you're saying, because I'm not editing that out.
No, I have this one kid, and literally everything you tell him, he stares at you. And then he says, okay. And then he goes. And then I'm like, did you hear what I said? Because you're doing absolutely nothing that I said. And he's like, okay. And sometimes I think maybe he doesn't speak English, but he does.
I wish I could just speak fluent Spanish, because sometimes I just want to pull that out to act like I don't know what the fuck somebody's talking about.
Well, what sucks is that his whole family speaks Spanish but him.
How does that work?
I have no clue. And I tell him all the time, and I'll say something to him, and he'll be like, I don't know. And I'll ask him to help a customer that speaks Spanish, and he'll be like, I don't know. I'm like, your grandma speaks fluent Spanish. What are you talking about? You live with her.
You should, whenever he's just like working, just walk around another coworker and in Spanish say, I'm going to fire so-and-so. But say it in Spanish and then walk off. And if you see his reaction change, you know he's lying to you about
this mother
the fact that he can't speak Spanish.
Upside the head. For real.
I'm going to fire Miguel at the end of the day. But say it in Spanish.
That's funny.
I know it is, but I'm just telling you to say it. Any kind of movement, any twitch, anything slight, like, oh, he knows, he thinks it's over. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, just start being like real nice to him, ease him out, you know, he's like, I know what you're doing.
He might be one of those scary type, though.
Then start talking to him about his future and how you're glad to. Just saying. No? That's too mean.
No, that sounds pretty smart.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And then at the end of the day, be like, all right, see you tomorrow. You're like, wait, I'm not, well, you're not what? You said you were going to fire me today.
Did I say that?
I said that. You're fired now, you jackass. Get out of here.
Knew you weren't, you really could understand me.
No, but I do feel like white arrogance is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And I blame Trump.
Yes. It makes me nervous when I see trucks driving by with the American flag and, like, it says, like, Trump supporter. Like, on
I was
car.
Nervous before Trump when I saw that.
I'm like, oh, hey, sir. Just driving while being black. Don't call the police. It really does make me nervous, though. I'll roll up my window.
Oh, yeah. Lock your doors.
Lock the doors. Mm-hmm. Try to inch up ahead so they're not, like, mm-hmm. window to window with me.
Mm-hmm. I treat white people, white men, like they treated 90s black dudes. that's the way I treat. I lock my door. I cross the street.
Yeah. Sometimes I get bold, though. I'm like, how about you move around me?
Yeah.
You're in my way.
This is a reverse I'm not world. In yours. And in this world, I am a tax-paying white man, and they are destructive black dudes.
I don't know, though, because after seeing how the mall was swarmed with all the ratchet people.
I call this nigga season.
Tax season.
I call this nigga season.
You know what? I had so many people tell me, like, I'm not using my tax money to pay for this. I'm like, I didn't say anything.
She just had to let you know. Not only did she get a check, but I'm not using my tax money on this bullshit.
This is my work money. And I said, okay.
Oh, okay. So she had to let you know. Like, hey, like, yo, I got a job.
Like, okay, ma'am. I did not say.
Which is sad because there's like poor white people that do the same thing, but, you know, I'm not them. So I'm going to continue to call this nigga season.
Yeah, she really was like.
Everybody got their checks. We went to Winco today. I drove by. I saw all that line. I said, Kais, we're going to go later.
Yep. Everybody was like, I'm not going to be shopping around now. It's out of hand.
Nope. And it's the first. So, and I was at the grocery store on the first.
No, I know. That's what the mall felt like. Yeah. Everybody in their freaking baby daddy was there.
Yeah.
Fights breaking out.
So you had EBT cars plus tax refunds.
Yes. Fights over red rags and blue rags.
You think any of them bought Gucci?
Probably. Anybody who's spending their tax money on clothing and superfluous stuff.
Oh, what's that word?
Superfluous.
What's superfluous?
Like extra, like random.
Superfluous.
That's what I said.
When did you learn that word?
Why are you saying it like that?
No.
Did I say it wrong?
I've never heard that word before, so that's why I'm asking you, when did you learn that word?
In high school?
I've never heard you say superfluous stuff. I've heard frivolous, or it was superfluous. That's just a bunch.
Yeah.
I've heard abundance. A lot.
Now I have to look it up because superfluous. Yes.
I've just never heard the word before. Superfluous. I thought that was like some kind of fashion thing, some kind of perfume.
Unnecessary, especially through being more than enough.
So yeah, you used it right. I've just never heard it. Superfluous.
Yes. Anyways. Ooh, okay, so
whatever. Somebody when did you really learn that word?
In school. I read a lot and had to do definitions.
I haven't seen you read.
In school.
Go ahead.
They bought an abundant amount of unnecessary.
Frivolous. Frivolous.
A frivolous amount.
Frivolous.
Of unnecessary things.
Superfluous.
Their tax money, so obviously it's
like a STD you get.
They're not educated enough.
Superfluous
to buy superfluous. Or invest their money or save their money. So yes, they probably bought Gucci.
And they have superfluous.
Yes, that's exactly what they have.
I'm boycotting Gucci.
Honey, you never bought Gucci.
There you go. This is a 32-year boycott.
That's right. Me too.
I always try to wonder, like, if I could afford it, like, would I go out and just be buying it? No.
I think.
Because I can afford a bunch of, okay, on the lower end, right? So on the nigga end, I can buy a bunch of Jordans. I can afford an abundance of Jordans.
Okay, what's the most expensive? What's the most amount of money you've ever spent on something that deals with like clothing or fashion or an apparel?
Easy, about $160.
And this is on one item.
It was on shoes. Never again.
That was it?
That's it. But you got to think about who you're asking about.
True.
Clothes.
I know, but I thought like maybe one time you were like, you know what? I'm going to buy this watch. Or what? You know what? I'm going to actually get this.
Most I spent on a watch is probably about 80. When it comes to like clothes, accessories, I'm not. That's not my vice.
I just thought like maybe one time you would have bought like.
No, I knew how to. I could talk to women, so I didn't have to. That is one thing. Women usually always bought my clothes for me. The other part is I was good enough at talking, so it really didn't matter what I had on.
Interesting.
Yeah. As you know, I'm not a good dresser, but I got you, so I could talk. And your clock was ticking, so.
Wow. That's exactly why.
What's the most expensive thing you bought then? Because I feel like this is about to get stupid.
No, I can't even.
Purses?
No. I never done any of that.
Would you buy like $1,400 on a bag?
No, I would not.
What if you could afford it?
No.
Even if you could afford it, you wouldn't buy it. No.
I think the most I've spent was like this dress from BB that was like $200. And then the shoes were also $200. So it was a $400 outfit, which I have no clue where any of that is now. Yeah, but I think that's like the most, I think.
All right. What else you got? Mr. Bernie.
Yeah, you keep changing my Bernie Sanders subject.
Oh, that's how this show goes.
God. I really wanted to talk about this. Okay, no, but for real though. Okay, so can I play the thing so you know what I'm talking about prior to me talking about it?
Yes.
Thank you. Jeez.
With African Americans were quite low. And you also don't support reparations for slave defendants.
What?
Descendants, rather. Why do you think your poll numbers are low, and why don't you support reparations?
I think what we have got to do is pay attention to distressed communities, black communities, Latino communities, and white communities all over this country. And as president, I pledge to do that.
Why not support reparations?
Well, what do you mean by reparations?
By reparations for slave defense.
I know, but what does that mean exactly?
Money.
Well, I think that right now our job is to address the crises facing the American people and our communities. And I think there are better ways to do that than just writing out a check.
Can I your poll number?
All right.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, first and foremost, I want the check. But besides that, he's right. There is better ways. Like, Dave Chappelle did a whole skit about it. You can't just give niggas money.
Yeah, they're going to spend it on Jordans.
Yeah, or at Forever 21.
Yeah, there too.
Or at
Gucci.
They're just going to give it right back.
This one person did have kind of a good idea. He was saying that if some people can trace their heritage to slaves, that their student loans should be forgiven.
I think what they should do, this actually isn't my thing. I've heard somebody else say it. They said this probably about probably about 8 years ago. I heard this person say this. You don't do reparations. You can't just give us all a bunch of money. Because like I just mentioned, you know, Gucci. Mm-hmm. I think instead of giving people a bunch of money, what they should do is every black person should be tax exempt. Because if that you think about it, tax is just another form of slavery. You do a job and then you pay them. Doesn't make any fucking sense when you think about it. It's like an extortion fee. If you think about paying income tax, it's like an extortion fee.
I mean,
it's protection money. It's like what the mob does. I will allow you to work in this country, but in order to do that, you need to pay me a street tax. It's exactly what the mob does to to small mom and pop shops. It's what they did. It's how they stayed afloat. Extortion money.
I mean, so the government is the original gangsters.
So a government extorts us. So as an apology, we should be tax exempt.
That's a good idea. Maybe we should talk to Bernie about it.
Yes, because I just paid $500 in income tax on that last check. And that would have been nice to have.
I think I'm going to talk to Bernie about this. I'll write that down.
So that's actually how I feel. Because you can't just give us a bunch of money.
No.
You can't even just give me a bunch of money.
No. You definitely can't give me a bunch of money.
Yeah, you definitely can't give you a bunch of money. I'd save it. I'd be pretty good with it. But even I would end up giving some of it back. I don't know how to create wealth for the kids and other people behind me. I don't know how to do that. But you mean tax exempt, that little extra bit of money, that goes a long way. And then maybe I could figure it out.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Wow, what were you thinking about?
Well, I didn't really think of anything.
Because I definitely don't want 40 acres and a mule. I
didn't think that we should have the money given.
I can give a fuck about that mule.
Mule?
Yeah. Well, that's what reparations is, 40 acres and a mule.
Oh, well.
I don't want 40 acres. That sounds like a lot of property tax behind it. And that sounds like a lot of work. 40 acres?
Then you have to take care of a mule, too.
40 acres? I don't even know how to... What is a mule?
It's like a donkey, right?
When's the last time you've seen... Have you ever seen a mule?
I mean, if it's like a donkey, yeah.
When's the last time you've seen a donkey?
In the mountains.
Where?
I don't remember.
So this was a long time ago. You ain't seen no damn mule. Just keep it like that. You ain't seen no mule.
Okay, next thing. Transgender women should be entitled to womb transplants so they can have a baby.
What does that even mean? I'm serious. What does that mean?
So they want...
How's... Okay.
Okay. So they have this theory. I guess there's been a lot of black women missing in the United States that nobody's talking about. A lot.
Parallel universes.
So, is that where they're going? Honey?
Just go ahead.
So, transgender women, which is a man who feels more like a woman and changes their body to be a woman.
It's still, okay.
Okay. They want to have womb transplants so that they can have babies.
How did you do that?
No clue. So,
because you can't
is, womb transplants. Is anybody thinking to ask where are they getting these wombs from?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that the missing black women?
That's what is like a theory they're saying.
That just tells you how much power the black vagina has.
I mean, they're making billboards for us to have an abortions.
Yeah.
I mean, my doctor said,
oh wow,
baby number three, huh? You know, that's like putting miles on a car, right?
Oh wow.
They what? Don't want us what? Having kids, honey.
What is up with your doctor?
That's my that's why he's not my doctor no
is
more.
This a oh this was the white
yes
it's the Trump arrogance. That's why he felt good.
See?
Saying it.
I'm a white man in America.
America. I don't see how is that even possible? How do you transfer? Because don't they, for a regular, don't they just like take the man's part and just turn it inside out? Have I just been ignorant on that? Is that not what they do?
Well, I know that the balls are like...
the balls.
The balls are like the women's ovaries.
Yeah, but... They're not like the women's ovaries. Like these
well, because
they're
get
not
rid of
eggs.
Everything.
Yeah, they're not eggs.
No, I know. But originally, before you start, you know, before they become balls, they are ovaries, and then they drop down and go down and become balls.
What? Is that a real thing?
Yes, look it up.
I'm not talking about the dropping, but are they over? They're still nuts when they're in, like, they're still not eggs when they're in you.
They're inside of you.
Yeah, but when they're inside of me, they're still nuts. They're just, they're not eggs.
Well, like when I'm they drop, is, does it make them? Okay, I'm gonna have to look semen up the devices. Actual like research on it, but I know that if it stays up, it's a girl, and if it goes down, it's a boy. So either way, we still have the same parts. They're just in different places.
No, so you're telling me you can impregnate my nuts?
No, honey, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that prior to you being born, and before you're like your sex is known or whatever, you're like the same thing. You're not a boy or a girl. You're just a fetus or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there's nothing there though. If you're just a fetus, then you're just not what you are. Well, or yes, you probably are. It just hasn't developed yet.
But what I'm saying,
I think people are changing the definition of what shit is.
Well, I don't know, but what I do know is that if they can do face transplants, I'm pretty sure they can do freaking uterus transplants. If they can make a man a woman, I'm pretty sure they can give them a uterus. But even with the uterus, what I think is that they won't be able to produce eggs, but they'll be able to harvest the eggs. So they can probably inseminate, like do insemination or something.
I guess I could see, but I don't see how the male body could. It's still a man's body.
True. Doesn't make any sense. But I'm pretty sure they could figure it out.
Like, a man can breastfeed, but he has to go through surgery in order to do that.
I mean, he would have to go through surgery for the whole thing. Right. Everything.
Yeah. I don't... Because that's like... There's a lot that goes on in that. Growing and stretching and... That's really, the woman's body is made for that, not ours.
I don't know, but that's what they're trying to do.
I don't see. For what? Why?
They want to have babies.
I seen you go through this.
Honey, they think they're women.
Like that doesn't look fun at all.
It's not fun.
I see you waddling around. I'm just like, ah, man, you know what? I could have pulled out.
Wow. It's heavy.
Yeah, it doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, but they're probably just seeing as this will definitely define me as a woman because I've had a child out of my man-made vagina.
If it gets to that point, I guess I gotta stop saying still a man. I mean, if dudes is out here having babies.
Okay, so if you know, okay, so if me and you weren't together.
Okay.
And.
Go ahead, I see where this is going. Go ahead.
You met a transgender.
Uh-huh.
Who can have babies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a woman?
Does it look like a woman?
Yes.
Does it talk like a woman?
Yes.
And you know what I mean by that.
Yes,
honey.
Because
you see some of these transgenders.
No,
they got these weird, high-pitched box voices that sound funny. Hi, yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
No, they can get their vocal cords changed too. Actually,
that's,
and they take
crazy
voice coaches will teach them. I saw Caitlyn Jenner. What's that guy's name? The girl guy.
Bruce.
Caitlyn, whatever, was going through a voice coach to learn how to talk more. Feminine.
Because his voice was too strong.
So.
Right.
She has got the whole package of a woman. Are you dating her?
I guess you gotta tear that fake box up because you don't really know. Because by that time, that's like the damn devil. When you think about it, that's a lie.
Well, what if they tell you?
No, what I'm saying is it looks like a woman. Right? Somebody's getting offended because I'm saying it. But just understand what I'm trying to convey, all right? This is very ignorant what I'm saying, but just listen. It looks like a woman. It talks like a woman. Everything, the hardware is a woman. Can you have kids? Yeah, I can have kids. I have eggs and all that. It's a woman. So then by that point, you're a woman. Right? See, that's when things get kind of weird and confused. Confusing.
Okay, but that's not fair. With that?
No, because I feel like, why? I feel like you tricked me. It's like I'm gay, but I'm not.
They told you.
It's like a soft gay.
Rosario Dawson comes out and says she's trans.
That's different. Think? Rosario can have whatever.
Honey, there's something I have to tell you.
It's different.
Is that different?
Rosario?
No, me. There's something I have to tell you.
Your fake deep voice isn't even.
There's something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that again. What do you think about that?
You didn't answer my question.
I did. I said that's like, it's deceit. That's why I call it like a soft gay, because it's just like, oh well, you're everything on you is a woman now, but you used to be a man.
I don't know if that's, I mean, if everything is like a woman, because then that's like, that's like the opposite. So if everything is like a woman, but he was a man. Would I date that woman, man?
Would you?
I mean, I might actually.
Like, what if I used to be a woman?
And now you're a man?
Now I'm a man.
And you have everything you have now?
Yeah. Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Knowing that I used to be a woman?
I'm 100% comfortable.
See, that's different with women. Because women are allowed to be kind of gay. Women have that freedom where they can jump back and forth between the lines of gay and
I don't know, though, because if I look at you and then you start looking more feminine, but you're like a man, I don't think that would be very,
very on what?
I don't know. I don't think I would like it.
If I was feminine?
Yeah. Like, if I saw, like, feminine features.
Like if I just like or if like, I put my hands on my hip a certain way, you'd be like,
or something mm-hmm. like femininely, I'd be like, I don't really like you anymore.
I'm trying to find out what though. Is it like a putting a hand on a hip?
I don't know.
Like
I don't know what it would be.
If I started moaning, if I start doing something goofy,
I don't know, because that's just like when I was dating that guy.
What guy?
Remember?
Do you want to talk about him?
We can.
Do you want to tell the story?
Dating guy went through his phone.
You were dating him? You were dating this guy. You were in your clock was ticking.
No, this was before the clock was ticking.
Okay.
Oh, no, this was around this time. But okay. Anyways. And I went through his phone.
You're dating the guy. You went through his phone. Everything was cool, right?
Yeah, everything was great. We were perfect. He was great. Went through his phone one day just to go through. I wasn't even looking for anything. I just I had it because my phone wasn't working.
Right.
So I just used it for a minute. And then I just was like, oh, let me just go through the phone. And then it said like sexual things. And I was like, wait, what? But it was to a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Were you at first thinking like, oh, maybe he's just joking around with his friend?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't know. I like kept scrolling and reading and hoping that it was different. Like maybe I'm reading it wrong or maybe I wasn't reading it right. Maybe it is a girl and maybe she's weird or something.
Maybe she's weird.
But it was definitely.
Wait a minute. First of all, what do you mean? Maybe she's weird.
Just like what was being said.
Maybe she's weird.
I don't know. I just was like, maybe it's not like maybe I'm tripping.
Explain a weird woman.
Like.
You remember anything that you read or do you remember anything that like, oh, that's weird?
I just remember seeing something about. Sucking. But it was from the other, it was from like his side.
From his end, you were like, wait, what is he sucking?
Yeah. And then it was like, I don't know, it was really weird. And then, so then I kind of like got over that. But then he had this other phone he kept at my house. And I went through and there was pictures. of him sending them to these people. And then I realized, oh, these are really men. And not only is he messing around with these men, he's getting paid to mess around with these men. And so when the times he was with me and he said, oh, I need to make money really quick, I'll be right back. He was out with some man.
Getting doing dirty dick stuff.
Pretty much. But I really liked him. So I was like, you know, maybe I can look past this. Maybe I can accept him and he won't do this anymore. Maybe you can
accept a bi guy.
Maybe I can get through this. And one day he came over and he was wearing a shirt that was too big for him. And I was like, ew.
You felt like maybe his man gave him that shirt? Yes. He was wearing his man's shirt?
I was like, ugh. Ooh. It made me so sick. And I couldn't look at him the same. And I couldn't do it.
See, and for guys, that's different. We're just like, oh, woman is bi. We start thinking like, oh. Because usually we're thinking we're trying to get that threesome going. Yeah, that's where our mind goes to. But I've talked to a lot of women, and they're like, the whole bi thing is, I don't know. When it comes to guys, it's just like, nah, that's nasty.
I just think maybe because most women, because I know there is some women that like that. Like they,
yeah,
like,
there are some women that like that, yeah.
But for me and for some women, I think it's more so the thought of, I think it, for us, it feels like demasculating.
Okay.
For you guys. Like, you're a little bit. I'm just kidding. But that's what I think it is.
Because I feel like guys only care about. Gayness doesn't make us weird unless it's dudes. That's why when people be talking about certain gayness, it's just like, it's not women that make us feel away. It's just gay dudes. And it has nothing to do with them. It's us because we're just.
Like, I don't have a problem with gay guys. Gay guys are great. I love them. And I love, but like,
a bi guy is just weird to you.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's why I keep saying women get to jump back and forth between being, that's one of their double standards that they have, which, you know, is acceptable. Women can date a girl, then date a guy, then date a girl, then date a guy. And it's just, all right, whatever. If a guy does it, it's like, no, that's gay. Which it is.
Nigga, you gay.
That's what I would say. I'm bi. No, nigga, you gay.
Yeah.
A girl can say I'm bi, and I'm just like, I don't think nothing of it.
That sucks that you guys have double standards.
No, it's not. We're supposed to have double standards.
Okay, so let's go to Bow Wow and his girl.
Yeah, we're supposed to have double standards.
So it's okay for people to call Bow Wow a bitch?
No.
Okay, that's what I mean, though.
No, it's wrong, but I'm saying we have double standards for a reason.
Yeah, but that's not cool.
No, she shouldn't. No, first of all, when it comes to that, nobody should be putting their hands on anybody.
True.
100%. That's just point blank, period.
Yes.
Leave it at that. But we have double standards for a reason.
Yeah, everybody wanted to talk about how Bow Wow had all that.
Yeah.
Scars on his face. Looked like Wolverine attacked.
Yeah. But the reason why people make fun of him is because the double standard is, well, not the double standard, the way it is, the way I see it, men control physicality. Women control sexuality. That is the reason those double standards like that exist. Meaning, if I was to punch you in the face, it's like, I'm not going to get any brownie points for that. I control physicality. You don't. So if I go around and I punch 300 women in the face, it's just like, dude.
You're a jerk.
You're an asshole. What are you doing? Like, you didn't prove anything. But if I punch 300 dudes in the face, I'm punching somebody else who controls physicality. So I'm punching an equal in the face. Boom, 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 boom.
So what happens if I punch?
You control sexuality. If you go around and sleep with a bunch of dudes, that's like me punching 300 women in the face because you control sexuality. It doesn't mean anything. You get it easy. That's easy for you to get. Now, if you punch 300 dudes in the face, it's like, oh, this chick is wild. She's tough.
But that's not right still.
No, it's not right. But that's the double standard. And that's why it's like, it's there for a reason, but everybody should keep their hands to themselves and women should stop trying to fuck everybody.
Where did that come from?
It's just where it went.
Women stop acting like hoes.
Women stop acting like hoes. Dudes stop acting like bitches. I don't know why both of those were like felt like they were women. Yes.
Like, but what?
You understand what I'm trying to say.
Got you.
That's it. You good? How long do you think you talked?
I have no clue.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, honey.
You want to say bye to the people?
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll be back with the regular show. Pat, Mike, Brandon. They'll be back later on, probably about the middle of the month. We back to the regular show. See y'all soon. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, no, not peace yet. Hold on.
Just kidding.
Wait a minute. Technical difficulties. All right, now I'm out.